NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, this is Charlotte from Womb. I'm talking about four different tracks from our album, like Splitting the Head from the Body, just going through some sentimental times.
How long did it take for you to record all of this?
So we laid down all the tracks with Rowan from Winepower, and that was in February, and I think we did it over 2 days. Yeah, after that we took it home to Wellington, and we did stuff like adding synth and strings and all of our vocals as well, and a bit of piano as well. So yeah, it was like kind of a process between like home recording and studio recording. Over like it took like a year to have it released, but probably around like 9.
Why did you pick the name like Splitting the Head from the Body? It is the first track.
I mean, a lot of different things, but the one, I mean, and this relates to the album cover as well, which Georgette, my sister, did, who's the drummer of the band, and it's essentially about this like story of our mother when we grew up in Australia when we were like very young, and she like there was a snake that was like coming towards us, and she just grabbed an axe and just split it in two. So just like that, I think, is a really powerful story for all of us, and that just seemed like the obvious name for it. Just, you know, womb so tied to our mother, and then yeah, I don't know, I think it just has a lot of mythology for us.
What's the first track that you want to talk about?
We can start with, like, Splitting the Head from the Body, I reckon, the first track. So this is, I'll probably say this throughout the whole, our whole chat, but each song kind of means, like, 5 different things at once. And I probably won't disclose all of the meaning of this track, but yeah. One meaning of this track is relating to the title and the story behind the title of the album. And then it's just, I guess it's about, like, a lot of the time the songs will be kind of about something really personal, but then it will also be, like, broader on, like, I guess, like, the earth. Pretty much all the album talks about that. So kind of, like, our disconnect from the earth or our connect to the earth. So yeah, this song has heaps of stuff just, like, talking about, like, dripping with Datura and falling from the sky, all these things, and dislocation separative from the earth.
Sever the breast from the body. Pulling your mouth wide open. Towards
the second track I'm talking about is Hiri Bend to Smell the Dirt. So Hiri Bend, I kind of like it because, like, essentially the song was written after, like, just this kind of hectic night, like, partying, but then it was, like, it was almost, it became quite sacred in a way, like, this partying, and we just, it's one of those nights where you just, like, stay out all night, and then, like, the sun starts to come up, and you're like, oh my god, like, how is it daylight already? And then, yeah, I think it was just kind of about that beauty that is in the carelessness of being really young, and kind of that freedom that is so beautiful and fleeting, I guess.
With a handful of water to throw over our heads in the middle of a dance floor where perfume masks sweat.
track I'm talking about is Satellite. This song is another one where it's kind of talking about like five different people all at once. So one person that it references is the amazing Alexa Casino, who, yeah, we were just hanging out like every day around the time when this song was written. If people don't know who she is, she's an amazing musician. So, yeah, but this song, I guess, pretty much, in a way, it's talking about similar things that I've just discussed already, but, like, just this idea of time going by quite fast. And, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's like, all I want is to be close. Just, like, that is the yearning at the heart of so much, I guess, just, like, wanting connection.
Seems to me we're headed for a collision.
the fourth is the seventh track on the album, and this is it. Might have been the first song that was actually written for the album, and so this one was actually written quite a long time ago, like I think at the very end of 2015 even, or maybe, I don't know, maybe 2016. But so I went on a trip with my brother and sister. Like, part of it was with my brother, who's in the band, Tez, and then part of it was with my sister, who's also in the band, and then this was like kind of getting back, and like, oh, it was just like quite a buzzy experience being out in the world, like, and like realizing that you're nothing without the connections that you have with people. Like, your identity is so like enmeshed with who you're friends with, and like, you know, who you have connections with. So this is kind of like an ode to my brother and my sister, just talking about the beauty of like knowing yourself through knowing other people.
Thank you.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.
That was